Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're finishing up this hour. We usually call it center stage, but we felt like it was not the time for us to try to celebrate theater, but to really find out what is happening with those that are dealing with no work, those that are dealing with, you know, having shows canceled and that sort of thing, because we know and we are so appreciate how you all support the arts, and I hope that you will continue to do so because there are so many that are hurting. Our final interview tonight in this hour, we're going to talk about something called the Quarantine Bake Off. You see, college theater students from all over the country participated in the Quarantine Bake Off this week. Now, coming up with a short play that was done online, a few of these University of Minnesota students helped organize this venture that featured over 2,500 submissions. Now, University of Minnesota junior Nigel Berkeley, who is from the University of Minnesota Guthrie Theater BFA Actor Training Program, and Daniel Holzman, who is from the Playwrights Horizon School at NYU Tisch, are both joining me tonight. Hello, Nigel. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm doing well.
So glad that you could join us. Daniel, are you there as well?
I'm here, too. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
So glad that you could. Were you guys surprised when you saw the title of this Quarantine Bake Off? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was something that we thought was appropriate sometimes to title it.
Yeah.
Yeah? So who came up with that title?
So our buddy Gus did, actually, who he thought about it because we kind of stole the idea from a playwright called Paula Vogel. Who came up with the concept of the bake-off where you give people ingredients and then they have to bake a play. But we just kind of slapped quarantine on there because we figured, you know, that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, and then Gus called us, I guess, like kind of the week that everybody started getting kicked out of student housing and that everything started going a little crazy. And it started out just as like kind of a fun thing for us to do with our friends who were also wanting to work on stuff while we were in quarantine. Yeah. And it kind of blew up on social media and like from all over the place.
Were you surprised 2,500 submissions were submitted? And I can only imagine what you must have found. It must have been hard to choose who was going to get into this whole quarantine bake-off. Tell me how this went. What was the process? Nigel, why don't you tell me? What was the process for this?
So the process was incredible because we just put out this poster on Facebook and we set up an email account and we said, email us if you're interested. And by the end of the first day, we had about 200 emails of interest. And when we woke up the second day, that had grown to about 2,000. And by the end, we kind of had amassed this contact list of about 5,000 people that told us they wanted to write a play. We thought, you know, we could get anywhere between 1,000 to 5,000 plays. So we were happy, actually, when it got down to that 2,500. But we had about a team of 120 readers and judges, theater people from the Twin Cities and from New York and from all across the country, San Francisco. And they read those plays. And every play we made sure got read twice. So every play got its due diligence.
Yeah, and we basically had like three rounds where we like we had the 2,500 plays. Everybody submitted their top five or so. We narrowed it down to about 400 plays. Then we narrowed it down to about 200 plays. Then we narrowed it down to 30 plays. And then finally we picked our top 11 and then had readings performed of them online.
So it sounds as though this whole process was a blast, and it feels like the Fringe Festival. You know, why can't I call it the Quarantine Bake Off Festival and even do something more? Tell us about the play that made it through.
Yeah,
has that been decided yet?
Yeah, so 10 plays got chosen as our finalists.
Or 11 plays.
11 plays, 11 plays. And they're all very, very different plays. You can actually go onto our website, quarantinebakeoff.com, and you can read the plays on the website, the top 10 that were chosen.
And
okay.
We had everything
and so as
from,
we...
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The plays were all over the place. We had one that we had a reading of that was by a six-year-old girl and her mom. There was one that was about people trying to grocery shop in the in the quarantine times. There was one that was about two Irish singers that had absolutely nothing to do with any of this. So it was a real wide range of stories that we were telling.
You know, if you go to the website quarantinebakeoff.com, you're going to see all of those little images we are inundated with every day of what the coronavirus or COVID-19 really looks like. That was really clever, guys. Makes me not to ever want to eat anything that looks like that, by the way. And so the place,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Our website is fun. Our buddy Adam just kind of came up with this in an hour or so. And one fun thing is if you click on the viruses, they go away, which is a little moment of hope that you can kind of click things away.
Oh, my gosh. This will entertain me all night. Are you kidding? And what happens when they all go away?
Well, hopefully so will the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. You guys are wonderful. You're making a video game for me. This is just going to entertain me. It's like wearing a rhinestone necklace while you're on stage. You know what I mean by that. You're just entertained the whole time. Okay, so then what happens now when you guys, now that you've had these 11 plays and you're going forward with this, is this something you're going to continue doing every year?
We're trying to figure that out right now. I think part of what was so special and unexpected about this whole thing was this new community that we built of people. And you know, from the beginning, it was always about just writing, no matter what the circumstances were. And so right now we're figuring out how we're going to have another bake-off soon, how we can connect these people through our Facebook group, through our emailing list, so they can share work with each other. Because I mean, you know, we had people who had never written a play before in their life who are now writing.
Exactly. That's difficult. So how do you have more time, guys? But we'll give the website. Nigel Berkeley, Daniel Holzman, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Just
thanks
go to quarantinebakeoff.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.